One of the things we've talked about on the show often is the construction world, because I was in it for so long in my life, and how it really saved me as a young man, but it also provided a great living for me until I fell into this industry, and how much I still respect and love that industry. There is a massive shortage of people to work in that industry, and joining us to talk about how big the problem is and the solutions possibly to the problem is Jennifer Meller from the Greater Phoenix Chamber. Jennifer, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Let's start with the shortage, first of all. How critical is it for labor force, and how short is that labor force in Arizona? And is it in the housing, commercial, industrial, or is it all three?
Yes, I would say it is across the board, Mike. We estimate that there are about 270,000 craft professionals that are needed between now and December of 2024.
So when you look at that issue, one of the things I've been a big proponent of, especially in the last few years, the more I learn about the CTEDs, the Career Technical Education Districts, EVIT and WESMEC, that are churning out very qualified, capable people at younger ages. But it does take time to build that workforce. What else can be done besides training these younger people to, attract those workers?
Yeah. Well, Mike, I think there's a lot of people out in the workforce that have high quality skills that are very translatable into construction careers. And because the demand is so great, many of our companies are willing to bring people on at a very entry level and train them up internally as well.
Yeah, it's one of the things I learned quickly. I started at 18. I was very young, but I was being paid more than the average, certainly more than the minimum wage, having no skill set. And as I showed some aptitude, but I also showed some desire, I was taught very well and a lot of times sent through schooling by my bosses because I showed the aptitude and I showed the desire, and that's all they were looking for.
Yes, companies are looking for people that will show up on time every day, that can really be a part of a team, that want to learn and are willing to dig in and tackle some of those problems.
Now, I'm hearing some of the data that, years ago when we had the labor force that was matching the need, it was taking about 6 months to build a home. And now I'm hearing average time is taking years. And a lot of that's red tape. But do you have any data on how this lag time is being caused by the labor force or lack of it?
Yes. So we know that the lack of construction jobs is delaying projects all over the valley. And you look at just the massive amount of construction that's taking place. Look at TSMC in the North Valley. That's consuming 10,000 construction jobs. We are continuing to announce every day new projects coming into the market, and it's just making it more and more competitive when it comes to our construction workforce.
I'm looking at some of the data that we received from the Associated General Contractors of America survey. 91% are having trouble filling positions, 89% trouble filling pipe laying positions, but they also are having 77% with estimator positions. Those aren't people that are working in the field. These are people that are estimating and managing projects.
Exactly. And those are really great paying jobs as well. We're talking $70,000 to $80,000 for an estimator that you can make here in Arizona. And again, to your earlier point, companies will train you on how to go about estimating jobs. And we've got some great stories on our website at buildyourfutureaz.com. And you can actually see a pathway to an estimator role and how those individuals are working in today's workforce.
We've had some people on in months past from Build Your Future Arizona. I think it is such a great concept. Can you explain a little bit of the concept and how you're helping people transition into this industry?
Yes. So Build Your Future Arizona is really about changing the perception of the construction trades. And we launched this initiative about 4 years ago at a time where construction jobs were really frowned upon. And through the campaign, we've really been able to change that perception, really highlighting, one, the high wage opportunities in construction, but companies have really changed their culture over the last 10, 20 years. You're seeing really competitive wages. Companies are offering benefits. But they're even looking internally at their culture. And, 20 years ago, when you went on to a construction job, it was follow me around and I'm going to tell you what to do and you're going to be my grunt worker, right? we companies recognize today that that doesn't work for our new people entering those fields, and they want to be hands-on day one. And so they're really trying to instill that in their culture.
It's funny you say that, because I worked for someone that gave me a line that I've used the rest of my life. He used to tell everybody that I was a strong back and a weak mind. And that was kind of the entry-level hazing you went through. And you're right, the culture changed. But also in that culture change, even early on in my career, I learned in the field and also in the office side of estimating, I learned from women that came through the trades, but it was a rare thing 20, 25 years ago. It's nice to see that that's changing. And is that something you're working on as well, as attracting women into these trades?
Absolutely. And we know that young people, they see themselves how they see others. And so through the Build Your Future Arizona campaign, we're really trying to highlight women in construction and talk about that career path and that journey and what that looked like, so that other young women can start to see themselves in the industry as well.
That's what's interesting about it, is the sentiment was never necessarily, when I would talk to women about being in construction, wasn't that they didn't think they could do the work or didn't want to do the work. They wondered if they'd be welcome. And I think the women that I worked with found out that not only were they welcomed, they were admired. And many of them I worked for a woman named Michaela for years. She taught me so much in the field about being an electrician, and she was very well respected on the job sites.
Absolutely. I think women bring, obviously, a different perspective, and companies realize that it really does take a diverse workforce to meet the needs of our community, whether that's through ethnicity or gender or age. It really does take a diverse workforce to have a strong culture.
Well, Jennifer, if people want to learn more about Build Your Future Arizona, if there's someone out there that's got a family member, or even they themselves are looking maybe for a new career path, how can they find you and how can they get connected?
Yes, you can go to byfaz.com, and there's lots of great information on the website, from career pathways and what type of education you might want to pursue and how to go about that, to connections directly to jobs. There's lots of videos and things out there. You can check us out on social media as well and just see all of the great opportunities that are available in construction.
So it's BYFAZ, as in Build Your Future AZ.com, correct?
Correct.
Thank you so much for coming on today. And I hope the organization will come back on, if it's you or anybody that wants to come on to talk about this. I think it's so important for our future. But for someone that never thought they'd have a career, and I ended up as a business owner, I love directing people in this career path, because it really does change people's lives.
I completely agree. And talking with our steering committee that kind of helped direct the campaign, almost everyone on that steering committee started out as an entry level role in construction, and many of them now own the companies that they're leading. So it's a really great entrepreneurial path as well.
Well, thanks for coming on today. And if there's ever anything I can do to help the organization, again, please let us know.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. That is Jennifer Meller. She is with Build Your Future Arizona. It's a great pathway. A couple of 100,000 jobs available. More than 200,000 jobs are available that need to be filled. It's a great career path, job security, good money, well respected. I hope people look into it.